Welcome to Stranger Stiftelse. This is an almshouse, one of the oldest forms of social housing in the world. It provided relief for unmarried and widowed working class women, many after a tough life as housemaids to Bergen's wealthy families. Let's go back in time. It's 1609. Danish-born trader and Bergen city official, Stranger Jørgensen, has just set up the Stranger Foundation, and the newly built almshouse is ready to welcome its first deserving guests. This type of building marked a major step forward in social care. The women were involved in decision-making, choosing one of their own to be in charge. Much later, a deaconess moved in to nurse the women, while a maid warden still looked after the finances. Stranger Stiftelse then moved with the times as the welfare state gradually emerged. It started as a privately run almshouse foundation until 1758, when the state became involved, appointing a public board of trustees. The retirement home for women closed in 1972. Amazingly, all this time the original foundation remained the legal owner, but it was wound up in 1989, when the Norwegian National Trust secured ownership. Devastating fires meant that the house was rebuilt several times until its present form, which you see before you, dating from 1751, with room for up to 31 residents. Did you know that this is both a listed heritage site and a place of work? The National Trust has an office here, while local community groups use it regularly for meetings and events. Stranger Stiftelse is neither frozen in time nor a museum, which is to its great advantage, as safeguarding historic buildings like this increasingly depends on making heritage part of people's lives now. So let's explore the stories held within these walls and take a glimpse through the eyes of its past residents.